Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria returning your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code, please?
A3101.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you give that to me again?
83101.
101. Okay, hold up just a second, sir. I'm gonna see if I can find you. I apologize for it's taking so long. Could I have your first and last name, please?
The reason why I called you guys is trying to figure out who you guys are because I got things taken out of my debit card through my bank and I didn't authorize it. And I'm trying to figure out who you guys are and you're asking for my information and I don't even know who you guys are.
Yes, sir. We are a third-party call center that handles a variety of products. And when you called customer service and left your number to call them back, they sent you over to us. So that's why I need to know your first and last name so I can find you.
Lewis Nelson.
Sir, could it be under someone else's name?
No.
Okay. Could it be under Tina, sir?
That's my wife.
Okay, let's click on that. What's the address, sir?
923 Sorensen.
Yes, sir. The account is under your wife's name. Hold on just a second. It's populating. And then we'll get to see what's going on.
Hannah. They said the account's in your name. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing still. Trying to figure it out.
Yes, I apologize. It's taking a minute for it to load. I do apologize. And then we can talk about it. Okay, it seems that on the 24th, 11/24, that it was a two box one piece for $5.75.
What?
It was, let me look this up so I know what it is, because I do not know. So let me look.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. It was a sweepstakes, sir. Y'all entered to win an item. Ma'am?
Well, we canceled it because we didn't allowed to enter any sweepstake or anything like that.
Okay.
And
it
then
was
there's another one for like $67.
Yes, sir. $67.32.
Yeah. And that's through her account?
It's with the credit card number that showed up with her account. Yes, sir.
What's the ending on the
Okay, anyway, neither one of them are going to go through. We disputed them at our bank today, and I tried to call you guys like 50 times, and nobody called me back.
I am so sorry. We disputed it with the bank because we could have fully refunded you.
Well, you still can because if it went through, because that's what's going to happen.
Yes,
we didn't,
sir.
We didn't allow it, and we didn't do it. It
okay.
Sounds like you've got my card, and it's her account.
She filled out the information and used that card. Yes, sir.
No, I did not use my husband's card.
Okay. They need to both be reimbursed.
Okay, but you've opened up a dispute with your bank. Have you already done that?
I'm supposed to go back in at 3:00 tomorrow.
Okay.
So
you don't have to do that, sir. We're going to go ahead and cancel it. And we will fully refund your card. You don't have to open up a dispute with the bank. We've got you right now. I'm doing it right now.
Okay, and it won't be on my bank tomorrow?
I can't guarantee tomorrow because it normally takes 3 to 5 business days. It really actually will depend on your bank. But I have just done it on my end. So you should be, you shouldn't have any more occurrences. And it should be back in your bank account by this time next week.
Okay, thank you.
And is there anything else I can do for you today?
What company is this?
It is Koala.
I've never even heard of it.
Okay, well, we've got you taken care of, and that should be back on your account in 7 days.
Fine.
Yeah, 5 to 7 days, sir.
Stand by.